Keep in mind when you're establishing your plan of action for resistance training that for most people, it will be second only to diet for the amount of time it takes to establish an effective routine as part of their lifestyle. The biggest reason for this is that for many people, resistance training in any of its forms is totally foreign to them. It is like walking into a band room with all of the instruments out, having never played before, and being told to just pick one up and start playing it. There are so many options, and they all seem to be so different, and you have no idea which one to pick up, or even where to begin once you pick one. The same thing is true for many people when they walk into a gym for the first time. They get overwhelmed by the number of machines and classes to choose from. They may be lucky enough to be shown something once, but spend the rest of the time wondering if they are doing it right. They like to try some of the other options, but are afraid of breaking the equipment or hurting themselves. So they just go through the motions, hoping they don't look out of place. If this has been your experience, fear no more. All you need to do is take 3 simple steps and repeat them as needed, and you'll never feel overwhelmed by the gym again. First, find a personal training professional or knowledgeable friend or family member. Second, have them help you put together 2 workouts. Workout A should equal push, pull, squat, trunk flexion, and trunk extension. Workout B should be push, pull, squat, trunk rotation, and lateral footwork. One note is to remember that the push and pull movements for workout A and B should be done at different angles. Third, focus on mastering each exercise and becoming completely comfortable performing them. Once you have mastered each of the movements, repeat steps 1 through 3 with new exercises to master. After repeating this process 2 or 3 times, you will have created a large library of exercises that you can perform on your own in a safe manner, mixing and matching as you please. Keep in mind, you can follow this 3-step process using bodyweight exercises, dumbbells and barbells, machines, or any other form of resistance you choose. The important thing is taking the time to understand each exercise and how to do it. Don't just go through the motions. The mastering of an exercise is understanding what muscles should be used to generate the movement. Focus on quality, not quantity. Don't be in a hurry to learn hundreds of new exercises. There is no magic movement that is going to poof your fat away or give you the arms you are looking for overnight. Let's remember a few key points. First, resistance training is a tool. Don't ask it to do more than it was designed to. 2. You cannot spot reduce. Don't major in minor movements. Focus on large, complex movements that stimulate a lot of muscle fiber. 3. Listen to your body. Some soreness should be expected, particularly when you first begin. Be careful not to overdo it, but don't just go through the motions either. And finally, as with all tools in your health and wellness portfolio, keep it safe, keep it simple, and try until you get it right.